time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win in Miami on Thursday night.
I told the team, but this is the Warriors' psalm. This is something we talked about, but basically says, "You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness. It will not come near you, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place." Our guys kept faith, and they showed a lot of toughness, a lot of courage, faith and guts. And that's what it takes. It takes belief and it takes toughness. It takes faith and it takes guts. And I'm proud of our guys for that. We had two games that we needed to win in 4 days. And they were absolute must wins, both of those two games. And for our guys to step up the way they did and to step out the way they did and to play the kind of football they did with their backs to the wall on the canvas, all right, and to get back up and do what they did is commendable. And it just means we're two games under 500. That's all it means. But we're two games under 500, right? We were four games under 500. So that's where we're at. Now we'll get a couple extra days, and we'll get ready for Minnesota in Minnesota, the second leg of our three-game road journey here. So proud of the guys and proud of the faith that they showed. What questions do you have?
You know, Lamar's first game in over 30 days. Do you have anything to say to him after the performance?
I said, it's been a long journey, man. It's been a hard road, you know, and not just the 30 days, but even before that, you know, and I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the way he came out and played, you know, and proud of the way Tyler played last week. Both those two guys played well. I think T. Martin deserves a lot of credit. You know, he did a great job with those guys and Monk and the offensive coaches. I thought the game plan, I thought what we've done with the offense the last 2 weeks has been really, really, really good, really, really excellent. So we got to keep building off that.
The defense had multiple turnovers today. And since the bye, they've been producing turnovers. Just what can you say about how they've responded?
I think the defense played great. I mean, just, you know, all the things that you talked about. We had talked about the ball assaults, we call it. We hadn't had enough of them. We've been trying, but we couldn't get the ball. And to get the three today, first time I think we've gotten multiple turnovers probably in a game, that was really big. And to see the way we did it, I mean, we had two guys that caused fumbles and recovered the fumbles. And then to throw the ball deep down the field, Malachi to make that play deep, that's why we drafted him, you know, because that's what he does. And for him to make that play was really a way to close the game out for sure. I think Zach's doing a great job. I mean, Zach holding those guys together, keeping his poise, never flinching, always coaching all the details and all the guys. I mean, Chuck and Double D and Dennis and Tooch and Matt. Those guys are just doing a great job.
John, what in particular do you think changed with the offensive approach in the second half? What were you kind of able to do to get in a rhythm offensively in that third quarter in particular?
Yeah, I think we just didn't get backed up. You know, we were backed up a little bit on the chains a couple times. We got backed up in field position once or twice. Between the second quarter and the third quarter, Lamar had the big scramble. It got us out of trouble there, I think, on the first drive, I think it was. And that was probably the key play of the whole game, probably. You know, because if not, you're back and you're kind of in that second quarter mode still. And that's what Lamar can do, and that's what he did. Lamar had a great game. I mean, four touchdown passes. You think about the resiliency of the whole game by the team. You think about Lamar making plays like that. Think about the extended plays that were made there, then in the red zone. And not just Lamar, but guys like Bate. Bate working to get open late on that first touchdown pass, and Mark working to get open late, later on touchdown pass on extended plays. And then within drives, our offense's ability to finish drives, to convert, get ahead of the chains after the second quarter, first quarter and third quarter, and then fourth quarter, and to extend drives. That's resiliency, you know, throughout the drives and then even within the plays. And I thought our defense showed the same thing. That's a tough offense to defend. I want you to know, that's a good football team. They're very well coached, both sides of the ball. I thought we've had a great game plan, and I thought Mike had a great game plan. I mean, these guys are hard to defend. They do some really tough things. They do some things that really challenge your defense, challenge your eyes, put you in tough spots. The angles are really tough. The timing is tough, and they're really well coached. I mean, they do a great job. So for our defense to hang in there, to make plays and get off the field when they had to, especially in the red zone, was really important.
Strip. How big just was that to your point about that, and why has he been, why has he played so well for you guys? Why has he fit really so well?
Well, it was, to your point, it was a great play. I mean, that play got him stopped. I mean, didn't feel like we were stopping him at that point. That's what I'm saying. They're hard to defend. And you got to do that. You got to come up with some plays. And there he was. He came up with a play. And guys got to come up with plays, right, Teddy?
Sure.
I mean, guys got to make plays. And he makes a play. So that, I think that's part of it, because he really is that kind of a player. But also the fact that he's, and you probably say this, Teddy, he's so aware. He understands the defense so well. He's so darn smart. He makes a lot of calls and adjustments. He kind of calms everything down out there and gets us in the right spot, especially with an offense like that, with all those motions. You got to have guys, him and Kyle and Marlon. They do a great job in the back end.
John, two more for Coach.
A slow start for the tight ends this season, but to see, Isaiah come back, Mark and Duke, Charlie, pass obviously in the mix there. What did tonight remind you about what this group can do for the passing game? That makes the run game so.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jonas. I mean, to see those guys come alive, and he knew they were there, just a matter of getting them the ball. And we were able to get them the ball and play action a number of times behind the linebackers, which was big for us. All three of those guys, and Charlie at the end, and then Isaiah had the big third down conversion. So, that we want to be able to spread it around and go to everybody, and I think that's where we want to be.
John, when a player's not been out there for that long with like Lamar, I mean, I'm sure there's always concern of, is there going to be rustiness or whatever? Could you sense, and I know you didn't practice a lot this week in regular game, could you sense that he was going to be this sharp in this game?
Yeah, because he was that sharp mentally all week, and he was that sharp on Tuesday when we went fast. Half the practice we went fast on Tuesday, and he was lights out. He was impressive. So I was pretty optimistic that he was going to play well. All right.
John, was Ronnie okay? Did you just give him a break?
Yeah, just get the weight off his foot and his ankle a little bit at the end. And we did that. We were going to take some more guys out on defense, but didn't come to that. So.